Hello there, my name is Anthony Nyimowa, but you may call me Ikemba, and you're welcome to Start Up with Ikemba. Still continuing on our topic, around 50 businesses you can start with 50k or less. Today I'll be sharing another business idea you can start up with 50k or less in Nigeria and consistently earn profits. Now the business idea for today is house cleaning services. House cleaning services. Due to the busy nature of particularly big cities like Lagos and other cities like Itse, Abuja, Port Harcourt, and what have you, and the fact that people have to go to work very early and come back late at night, what this means in the house is that most people do not have all the time in the world to do as much cleaning as they would like to. Let us take, for example, Lagos, for example. An average middle-class family, both if it's a middle-class family of a married couple, both of them would leave home very early in the morning, say at about 6 or past 6, and head to work. Now, if they live on the mainland part of Lagos and their office happens to be on the island part of Lagos, what this means is that they have to even leave earlier. But let's just say they leave home by 6 o'clock. That means if they must leave home by 6 o'clock, they have to wake up anytime between 5 o'clock and 5:30. Considering that the woman is involved, they definitely have to wake up by 5 o'clock because she'll need more time to bathe, make up, dress, and all of that. So both couple or both partners, wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. By 6 they are out, so everything they will do between the 5 a.m and 6 a.m will be basically aimed at being ready for work, which means bathing, dressing, packing their stuff, and then of course getting to the car if they have a car, or getting to the bus stop if they don't have a car, to get to work. So they leave home by 6. Now, mind you, between that 5 and 6, it doesn't include time for cooking, except maybe if they had some pre-cooked food they can warm or something, but they don't have the leisure of cooking anything, so food is out of it. They leave home by 6 o'clock, they are caught in traffic as usual, and they are lucky enough to get to the office by, say, 7:30. The work of the day begins by 8, and then they work till about 5, 6, and they leave the office anytime between 5 and 6. And they get home by past 8 due to the traffic, because the traffic is worse in the evening. They can afford to leave home earlier in the morning because they can control that, but in the evening they can't control the time they leave work, because they really can't leave work until they are done with the work for the day. So they leave the office by, say, any time between 5 and 6, and that happens to be the same time when everybody in Lagos is leaving their office for the house or for their homes. So the road is full. Whether they are driving or not, there is mad traffic that affects everybody. So they are caught in traffic, if they're lucky, within 1:30 and 2 hours, they are home. So you're looking at, both of them getting home anytime between 7:30 and 8 past is, depending on the severity of the traffic. So when they get home, of course, they refresh, and naturally what they're both gone for is food. Get something to eat, and as soon as they eat, because of all the tiredness of going to work in the morning, being in traffic, working at the office, and then commuting back home, they are really tired, and all they just want to do is to sleep, just so they can sleep enough to wake up early the next day and repeat the process. Now, this happens Monday to Friday for those who are lucky to only work Monday to Fridays. Some people may get to also work on Saturdays, but let's just say they work Monday to Fridays. So Saturday they're sleeping, but that Saturday they are very tired because of all the stress. Now, most of them will grudgingly try to do some house chores because they have to. They are tired, mind you. They still have laundry to do. They have food to cook. They have appointments to keep or make for that day. So I tell you, things like clean the house is very, very down low on their bucket list. So what happens is that if there is an opportunity to have someone who can come into the house and actually just clean the house. And by cleaning the house, I mean inside the house and outside the house for a small token, I tell you, they'll be very, very willing to pay. Now, I say this from a position of experience because it is something I have also done sometime way in the past as a teenager. As a teenager, I was always looking for opportunities to earn more money, so I looked out for houses, that needed people to clean their house for them. The houses I even found then when I started were houses who just needed people to sweep their surroundings, wash the gutters, and that's all. It had nothing to do with inside. It was only later when I changed my target audience and began focusing on middle class estates that I now found clients who wanted me to mop inside of the house, clean inside of the house, and I got paid way better than I was paid for the other, first set of clients, which now brings me to your target market. So when you make up your mind to do house cleaning services, everybody's not your target. It is most advisable you target estates. There's an estate mentality. People who live in estates, they are wannabes. They are usually middle class, upper middle class. The middle class section or the middle class socioeconomic class can be broken into three categories. There is the bottom middle class. These are guys who, if you look at their joint household income, it'd be anything from 500 to 700. Looking at the Nigerian economy, that should actually be really middle class. But if you look at the economy now, looking at what the money can buy, that's not where that is. Then the middle class will be guys whose household income, by household income, I mean total income earned by both the husband and the wife, will be anything from 700,000 per month to 2 million naira per month. This set of guys tend to have, a car for the husband, a car for the wife. They can afford a lot more than the first set. So these are the middle income. Then there's the upper middle class. These are guys whose earnings, household income, is anything between 2 million to 5 million naira per month. These guys are, they're also in middle class, but they are the upper middle class, and they can afford more than the first two I mentioned. However, all three tend to be concentrated in residential estates. And the way it works is that when you have three of them in residential estates, the first set of guys tend to be the ones who rent out the boys' quarters and what have you. They tend to be the ones who rent the boys' quarters. The middle guys tend to be the ones who rent the two-bedroom flats, three-bedroom flats, for those who stretch themselves. While the upper middle class people are the ones who rent the duplexes or who are paying for the bungalows that they are living in. So they are living in it just like the other ones, but they are paying, they have a mortgage plan and they are paying annually or quarterly or whatever period they've agreed on to eventually own the house. So while they are all in the same neighborhood and all fall within the same middle class, there is still, some, way of defining and, differentiating them from each other. So if you decide to do a house cleaning service or operate a house cleaning service, you need to be conscious of your target market. And your target market should be the middle class. These guys who I just described, guys who's earning household income, combined household income for your home is exceeding 500K. Why should you target them? Because it will be more convenient for them to pay you without grudges. They will not, stress you, they will not owe you, and they'll value your service. So I'm not going to tell you this is exactly how much to charge. I had one just until last week who I used to pay 20,000 every month. Some people thought it was a bit on the high side, but every month I'll pay this person 20,000. He would come in my own case, he will sweep the inside, not the outside, not the compound. Somebody else did that. He would come, he would sweep, all the rooms, mop all the rooms, wash the bathrooms, wash all the bathrooms, then do the laundry, and do the laundry in the morning, and then towards the afternoon, have them ironed, and then he's gone. And every month I pay 20K for that. Sometimes he would even wash my car, but I pay 20K for that every month. And it never really bothered me because I felt I was getting good value for my money. Now, imagine if this guy, had two, three clients like me, or if he could get people who could do it, because that was what I eventually did as a teenager. When I got more clients, I basically outsourced it to other teenagers who I monitored, and I got a percentage of whatever they were paid. In fact, the money was paid to me anyway, and then I now paid them a percentage out of it. So this is something you could do. You don't even have to do it yourself. You can be the one to acquire the clients and then deploy the people who do the jobs, and then maybe pay them 75, 80%, of what the client is paying. And that will mean you need to, get, as many clients as possible to ensure that your earning is substantial. So, as you would notice, this business would not need a large capital outlay. It's something you can start with 50K or less, because all you basically need to do is to identify the estates you want to target, deploy some marketing, liaise with the estate security, liaise with the gatesmen, liaise with the maid guards, let them know about what you do, even promise to pay them, something from your first earning, try to schedule meetings with the residents, talk to them, explain to them how you work, let them know how flexible you are. And you'll be surprised that many of them would agree to it. And when they agree, tell them you have a company, and that you bring boys, and that they can ask for anything they want to ask or know, just to be sure that, they are safe. And of course, you can also insist that while the cleaning is done, that at least a member of the family is around to supervise, and also to be sure that there is no that nothing is stolen or destroyed, even though you trust your boys or girls who will come do the job. So basically, that's how you operate a house cleaning service. Determined to do it, identify the target market, identify who the gatekeepers is, the people who you need to speak to have access to your target, customers. Then when you engage your target customers, sell yourself to them, and let them know you will not be doing it yourself, that you basically have a company that organizes people to create this convenience for clients, and then when the boys come, ensure they do a bloody good job so that the clients will be happy to retain your services, and even recommend you to other neighbors. Okay, so that's how far I'll go on today's topic, still on the 50K startup series, and I spoke about house cleaning services. If you'd like to know more about how to start this service, this business, then feel free to look me up at ikimba1 on Instagram. Send me a DM, ask me any question you want to know, how to start, how to market, how to engage, frequently asked questions, challenges you can experience, and all of that. Ask them all, and I'll definitely get back to you. Do also feel free to visit my website www.ikimba.ng to see if I can be of service to you in any other way. Till I come your way again, be great.